is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program. We're broadcasting live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, an occasion designed to bring as many liberty-loving people together into the same hotel as possible. The Free State Project... The Free State Project brings liberty lovers together to the same geographic location, and that is the state of New Hampshire. And, of course, we talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show. But in this case, this weekend, hundreds of people, many of whom have already moved to New Hampshire, and a number of whom are considering moving to New Hampshire, and many who would like to move but just haven't been able to do so quite yet, are all gathering together here at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua. And it is always a good time. I can see from a few of the beer bottles left here on the table that people have already begun libating and enjoying themselves. They've been enjoying themselves since they arrived because it's really easy to have a good time when you're surrounded by like-minded individuals. And we are bringing another like-minded individual here onto our third microphone tonight. Dale is with us from AnarchyInYourHead.com. Hello, Dale.
Hi.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. As you know, if you've been listening for a little while, Dale comes in once a week, basically, and co-hosts the show. And that's what you'll be hearing as we continue to broadcast live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We'll bring some of our co-hosts in as they show up and sit in and join us to express their thoughts on how things have been going. And we'll get back into that, but we've got to get back to Dennis's call here in a moment. Also, of course, we'll be talking to some of the guests, some of the speakers that are here at the forum over the weekend. People like Glenn Jacobs, you might know him from WWE. He goes by Kane there. Dr. Mary Ruard, hopefully we'll be able to grab her and have her on the air with us, which would be fantastic because she's one of my heroes.
That's the plan for this weekend.
Yep, and so many others. So I don't have the list of speakers in front of me, but it's an incredibly long list. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and you can get a list of what's happening. Get the schedule. Take a look at it. If you're up in the New England area this weekend, come on by. If you can only make it out for Saturday or Sunday or Friday, come out. You can buy a one-day pass, and you can enjoy the festivities here. See the speeches, see the panel discussions, and meet some of these great people. Let's go back to Dennis Goddard. He's with us from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Dennis, welcome back. Dale is here with us as well, and all of us were out at this event yesterday morning in Concord outside the State House for this resolution, which did not pass. That was essentially going to draw a line in the sand for the federal government to say, look, if you take one more step toward tyranny, New Hampshire is going to be out of this union. Unfortunately, it didn't go through. Something that happened after it didn't pass, from what I understand, I didn't actually experience this because I took off after the speeches were done outside. And Dennis, you say you weren't there for it either. What was it that went on? What was it that you understood from what you heard happened?
Well, to explain properly what happened, and I didn't fully appreciate what happened until I was talking to people in the State House today. To appreciate what happened, you have to know how good things were going. You know, there's against the backdrop of the NHLA spending years building up credibility, respectability, and an ever-increasing base. You know, against the NHLA, you know, we had the rally with Real ID, which we didn't organize, but we were, you know, a big part of. And that going so well, and Real ID becoming so popular that we oppose it, and getting to the point where in the State House you'd hear more and more politicians, more and more elected people saying, you know, I'm kind of libertarian, blah blah blah, and they aren't, mm-hmm. but maybe one issue they'd be with us, and they'd start to self-identify as libertarian.
That's good news.
That's good. You know, that's really good. So then, you know, we had the rally yesterday. The number of people was amazing. The energy was amazing. And some of the security guys for the State House actually came up to us and said, wow, you know, we have never seen a group this big on the State House grounds. That includes, like, Vietnam protests. Never.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, especially considering it was 20 degrees outside or maybe even lower than that. It was cold.
We got there at 8.
Right. So,
moreover,
it was a tremendous turnout.
People were so respectful, so nice, so just like the nicest crowd. It was the biggest and nicest crowd that they had ever seen. We got kudos 8 ways from Sunday. These people were, you know, like, people need to get in and out of the building. And people are, you know, excuse me, here, you need to get the door. Let me hold that for you. Just nice, mm-hmm. you know. So when it came time for them to go and vote for the day, one of our folks, I don't know if it was Dan Itza or someone else, but someone went and talked to the Speaker of the House, who knows, you know, I mean, we gave her a grade of constitutional threat because she earned it, but did go and say, look, you know, we've got this big crowd of people outside that care about this one bill. Could you do us a favor and special order this right to the top of the day?
Yeah, let's get him out of here.
She said, yeah, absolutely, you know. Kind of going, she didn't have to do that at all.
Sure.
But just going a little out of the way, because the NHLA is a very respected organization. We're respected people. You know, we're making inroads. Got a bunch of our people elected, this and that.
Okay.
And I tell you, the most positive thing that happened yesterday, that, I mean, this was huge, and I would have never noticed it if one of our old-timers, Don Gorman, hadn't pointed this out to me. So the motion was made to vote on the bill, which is just a formality, and then the question was made, and someone said, we'd like a roll call vote, which means that we want to be able to identify who votes for and who votes against this thing. We're not just going to yell yay or nay.
That way you can know who to target in the next election season?
Exactly. And the rule is you need 10 people to second that motion for it to pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if it's 10 or 2, whatever it is. It's a few. At that moment, 100 legislators stood up seconding the motion. 100. You never see that. Ever.
That's great.
At that moment, within a split second, I guarantee the leadership, quote-unquote, the leadership on both parties, Republican and Democrat, was doing a quick mental calculation. And in that split second, that calculation included, number one, holy shit.
Oh, my goodness. Goodbye, Dennis. Goodbye. Oh, my goodness.
Bummer.
He should know better than that.
What are you going to do? You know, you get wrapped up in these things emotionally and...
That's too bad. I wanted to hear the rest of the story.
I think that, you know, Dennis is concerned that the NHLA has taken a hit here with the, what I would believe are not even libertarians, but in fact paleoconservatives that were probably all huffy that their bill didn't get through and that King
Obama...
They got
very angry, from what I understand, and yelled and pushed their way out on yesterday morning. They made a scene, apparently, and a lot of the people in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance are very upset about that, and I can understand why. But, you know, hey, politics is a nasty business, and it's a public business. So
That's nothing new, either.
Right. No, it's not.
Politics has gotten really ugly to the point of fisticuffs.
Right, and I don't... absolutely. In the first Congress, it's my understanding that people wore guns in and shot at the ceiling when they weren't happy with what the representatives were saying.
And I'm not
defending this behavior at all, but the fact is, maybe these politicians should realize, hey, we just voted against a resolution to back up the 9th and 10th Amendments of the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. Are we the people a little upset about that? Like, maybe somebody, maybe it's insane that nobody really did get hurt. Maybe that's what's crazy.
What I wanted to comment on was that Dennis was saying that he felt like that might have done some damage. That's where I believe he was going there, was that and hopefully he can tell us the rest of the story tomorrow night in person.
He'll write me an email. I'll finish it up on the air tonight.
So I think that what he was saying was that, you know, these guys kind of ruined their reputation. The angry people ruined the reputation of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Obviously, each individual so-called representative is individual. They get to decide for themselves. But this is a reality of dealing with or playing the political game. I mean, if you're doing politics, it's a public thing. If you are running, you know, some political party, you have to let pretty much everybody in. This was a public event. It was advertised far and wide. So there's no way for you to vet every single individual that comes to this event. They could be all kinds of crazy and out of control. I mean, if somebody had pulled out a gun and started shooting people, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance would take the blame for that, too, as though they could somehow control who shows up to their event. So these reps are obviously very collectivist in their mindset, like, oh, well, because some people were angry and upset, that must mean the whole New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is bad news.
No,
and that's what they have to deal with.
This is the spin, man. Here, the Democrats had the opportunity to either vilify paleoconservative types like Itza, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they had the chance to vilify the NHLA. They chose to vilify the NHLA
because
they're more dangerous.
That's a good point. More coming up. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 1-800-259-9231. We're live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And the studio here, which, by the way, I haven't commented on the studio yet tonight, Mark. It's plush.
Yeah, it's nice. We were in here last year, too.
Yep, so it's a really nice place. We're here in the corner, and there are
just
people.
My house.
There are people everywhere, not just here in the studio, but all around the hotel, and hundreds more are going to be filtering in throughout the weekend to enjoy a variety of speeches, panel discussions, socializing, networking, after-hours parties. I don't know where the parties are tonight, but Dale, I bet you'll be finding out where they're at.
I'm going to find out. I don't know either, but... I'll work my connections and get back to you.
Dale is here from AnarchyInYourHead.com, a cartoon that is very liberty-oriented and originates, obviously, from here in New Hampshire, published twice per week on Wednesdays and Fridays, and highly recommend people go and take a look. Not only do you get cartoons, but you also get editorials from time to time. So head over to AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
So we were talking with Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance a few moments ago about his mixed feelings in regards to yesterday's event, which was a politically oriented event in Concord. Hundreds of people showed up for it. In many ways, it was successful, and in many ways, it was a disappointment. Dale, you made a comment during the break I thought was worth making on the air, that as somebody who isn't politically invested, what were your thoughts about yesterday?
Well, the night that I went into it with very low expectations for the bill, and so when it was voted down as I expected it to be, I wasn't crushed. I think a lot of people were really upset. I had one friend who was with me said, we need to go over to the hardware store and get pitchforks and torches. And
yeah, that really didn't, you know, that's not going to solve anything, and it didn't solve anything, and it was really it unfortunate that the NHLA is taking the brunt for what a couple of people did.
Well, right, and they shouldn't. I don't worry about what the representatives are going to think about people being angry and upset about what they've done. I also don't want to get bad blood with the NHLA or anything either, but as far as like the torches and the pitchforks, I just didn't have any fight in me, and I didn't care either way which way the bill went. So,
and really, what were they going to do with the torches and the pitchforks anyway? Wave them and shout louder?
It just would have been a continuation of the rally, a protest,
right?
You know.
So, and that's kind of what I wanted to point out. One of my critiques of the rally, and I don't know how you feel about this, Dale. Would love to have your thoughts. The shouting, the chanting, it just seems so mindless, so groupthink, so unpersuasive. I mean, there was some comments on Ridley Report. Dave Ridley was there with his video camera, RidleyReport.com. You can see some of this, where he was talking to some of the reps and asking them how they feel about it. They don't care.
No.
They don't care if people are out there shouting. They know
how. Guided shouting,
right,
too. It wasn't even, like, spontaneous. It was they were telling us what to shout, and then everyone would shout it in unison.
Well, that's always how it happens. Somebody will start chanting, and then others will pick it up, and that's what happens. But the reps pointed out that, you know, they don't care. They're used to this kind of stuff, and they're going to do what they're going to do.
Dennis just said it was the biggest crowd that they'd ever had on there, including Vietnam protests and stuff like that. So, I mean, apparently the reps aren't used to it, and I do think
that they're used to being yelled at. They're used to, what I'm saying is they're used to having people being upset with them. That's
all. Who the hell yells at reps? I mean,
people call them on the phone all the time.
That's
and
one person yelling. That's
still
the same as people chanting outside.
Whatever,
I'm just saying that
they
you're
voted
making
it down
known,
anyway.
You're making known the largest group that's ever been on the lawn in the last couple of decades. Yes, I think that's a value.
I think they made an impression. I'm not sure. I mean,
it didn't change the vote.
It's just one thing. No, it didn't change the vote. Whether I think the biggest impression happened after the vote when they started shouting and booing and things like that. Well, I had one friend who was there. I didn't engage in that. I didn't stick around to hear the final vote. It was crowded in there, and there was nowhere to sit, and I was uncomfortable, and I didn't care that much which way they voted, so I stepped out. But there was a lot of booing and shouting after they voted it down, or they voted ITL, I guess. And Tim, who was with me, said that he was entertained by the way the representatives, it's like something they'd never experienced before, mm-hmm. having the crowd be disrespectful of the ceremonies, you know, and he said it was sort of entertaining the way they reacted to that. I mean, I'm sure that I know Dennis wasn't happy about the impression that.
Sure, because the political guys, and Dennis is one of those guys, well, he's also an anarchist at the same time, and I love Dennis, great guy, but the political guys are very concerned with their image, because that's what politics is all about. It's about, you know, presenting this respectful image and dressing in suits and that sort of thing. And so when these rowdy folks showed up and started doing what they wanted to do, it all of a sudden painted the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance in a way they hadn't expected to be.
Right, it gave the Democrats and the most liberal of the Democrats, the biggest threats to the Constitution of the state of New Hampshire, it gave them a club to go after this group that really, quite frankly, frightens them because it's being a very, very effective in New Hampshire politics.
One thing you can be certain of is that you can never stop this. the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance will never be able to control who shows up at their event. So they're going to have to do something to deal with this situation, to somehow distance themselves from it. If they want to be perceived as, well, hey, we're respectful over here. We don't know who those guys are. I don't know how they can go about doing that, because this is a public event where people can mingle in and about, and I can see why people would be confused.
Libertarianist types especially, they've said it's like herding cats. So.
Yeah. It could very well have been, agent provocateurs as far as we know. Absolutely could have been Democrats Republicans
absolutely.
That don't want to see the NHLA becoming more powerful, or Democrats that don't want to see the same thing. You don't never know what who this is, and they're doing that. I mean, it was a little bit of pushing and some hollering. I mean, yes, I understand why they went boo in the state house, but it wasn't the appropriate place to do it.
Well, I don't necessarily. I mean, you made the point, Mark, that that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, people used to shoot guns in there.
I understand. Like, things have changed now, but
right.
Do you understand how it did give? It has given the enemies a club to beat us with.
I see that, and they're always going to be finding something. If you're into
absolutely
the game
true.
Of politics,
absolutely
the
true.
Opposition is always going to find something to paint you with that you had nothing to do with, and you're just going to have to learn how to deal with that. And it's like Dale was saying, being on the outside looking in, it's just relatively amusing to us, like, oh, there you go, they're playing the political game again. Whenever you create a movement, whether it's the Libertarian Party or, in this case, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, once you get to the point of being some sort of a threat to the system, then things start to happen different. In this case, was it agents provocateur coming in and causing trouble, or was it just a couple of loudmouths? Who knows? But we certainly know that once you do get big enough and influential enough, that's when the infiltration starts to happen.
Yeah.
That's when the internal sabotage starts to happen. All you need to do is look at the Libertarian Party and look at what happened to them. At one time, they were a principled organization, and now they've been completely watered down and made completely irrelevant internal strife.
And you wake up, who knows how many special interest groups that are coasting along, and all of a sudden you start threatening, public employee unions, or just anyone who benefits from big government. If you they're used to coasting along. As soon as you start to be a true threat to big government, then you're going to wake up all those interest groups that are willing to use political violence
and the nastiness.
Right? Have you ever heard of unions? I mean, my gosh, unions might use violence to get what they want.
The nastiness just starts to come out, and I'm glad I don't have to deal with that stuff, not being in charge of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance or whatever organizations we're talking about, because that's a difficult task, trying to separate yourself from these.
And I don't like having to live my life dishonestly. I'm not going to walk on eggshells, and it feels like lying to me. I'm going to say what I really believe, and if I'm angry, I'm going to express my anger nonviolently.
Absolutely. So, more coming up here. You can dial in, bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, SUMMIT, SouthSummit.com, or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as always, you bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, totally free for you. In fact, they go back for an entire year on us, freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer alone in locations across the country. Participation is free, and in addition, IHS is even going to cover meals and housing. Now, the seminars are for those that are simply curious about libertarian philosophy or to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. You can go to the IHS.com and get registered today. The deadline is March 31st. That's the IHS.com. As we continue here, live from the 2009 Liberty Forum, we haven't actually talked too much tonight about the Liberty Forum and its upcoming festivities, its events over the weekend. It's going to be all weekend long. We're going to be here throughout the entire event, broadcasting live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night, all here from our palatial studios at the Crown Plaza Hotel, very nice hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. There are a lot of people gathering around. I guess the comedians are done, and so people have spilled out into the hallways. Lots of socializing going on. It is a good time. The studio here is filled with people, and everybody seems to be enjoying themselves, as they should, because they're around like-minded individuals.
Yep.
And that's really cool.
It is. It's really nice. That's why we're here in New Hampshire.
Now, Dale, how many of the Liberty Forums have you been to?
Just the last one. I actually signed up for the first one, and then circumstances prevented me from being able to come.
So are you thinking this is going to be as good as last year?
I think it's going to be a lot better than last year. I didn't have much interest in seeing many of the speakers last year, and now I'm having schedule conflicts. And
it's going to be tough to pick, huh?
Exactly.
I know that I'm actually somewhat disappointed because Mark and I have to be on a panel on Sunday, and we're going up against Pete Ayer, from Vera Crash, and William Norman Greg from LouRockwell.com.
Two people I want to see.
Yeah, so I'm hoping somebody's going to be in the other studios or the other the parlors with some sort of video device and uploading these things. So
well, you think
yes, Paul is going to, so that's good to
you
know.
You think there'll be a video camera with libertarians around?
I think that, well, I know that, well, now, didn't they at one point a few years ago actually restrict camera access? I guess they're now allowing people to bring cameras in here.
I thought they filmed. I saw cameras, professionally set up cameras last year. I thought, if memory serves,
Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us. As I recall, he was here last year, and you were able to film. Did you have to ask any permission for that? You did. Okay, so you may have to go over and talk to the organizer, but he might let you in so you can record to what's going on.
And people are
going to
want to see it.
I think they should because, you know, the more cameras that are on the ground, the more videos are going to be uploaded to YouTube, the more people are going to find out about the Free State Project. So it seems like a no-brainer, and when we see Chris Lawless, we'll drag it in here and hold his feet to the flames on that one. All right, so 800-259-9231. So coming up tomorrow, if, again, you're in the New England area, come on out to Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You'll be able to see Matt Simon from New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, Marijuana Policy. He's going to be speaking tomorrow. Gary Franchi from Restore the Republic. Also, David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party, is going to be one of the opening speakers. And I remember we read one of his articles on the air from LouRockwell.com recently. He's pretty disappointed with what happened to the party that he founded. David Nolan, pretty upset at the infiltration that we were talking about a few moments ago.
Who could be happy with it?
So
Bob Barr is their presidential candidate in 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was sad.
Yeah.
So he'll be here, and who knows what he's going to have to say. Adam Kokesh, who I had the pleasure to meet yesterday at the rally, Adam Kokesh from Iraq Veterans Against the War, gave quite a rousing speech yesterday morning, and so that's going to be a definite attraction. Ethan Nadelman is here from the Drug Policy Alliance. Anthony Gregory is also going to be speaking. This is all just tomorrow. Anthony Gregory speaking from LouRockwell.com. There's also a panel discussion about jobs and housing. Now, these are two of the most asked questions besides how cold is it. Jobs and housing are two of the biggest issues for incoming Free Staters, people that are moving to New Hampshire to be part of the Free State Project, to be activists for liberty. A lot of people want to know, what am I going to do for work when I get there, and where am I going to live? So people who have been there and done that, and the experts, I guess, are going to be speaking about this tomorrow. So yet another interesting panel discussion to attend.
I think we have like half a dozen people, it seems like, lined up right now just trying to work out housing before they can move into Keene.
We probably have
more people right now just from looking at the Free Keene forums. And
there's a lot of demand for housing, at least in the Keene area. The demand is essentially outstripping at least supply as far as couches and spare rooms for people to come on. So one of the things I think that would really be useful up here in New Hampshire is some entrepreneurs who are going to come up and buy a multifamily house, live in one side of it, and then rent out the other.
Well, plenty of them are doing that. They just are looking. It's probably a good idea to have a few of those in Keene.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But in New Hampshire, New Hampshire in general, I mean,
being done.
Yes, I understand it's being done, but we need more of it because, again, demand is outstripping supply. So if you've got a few extra bucks and you're looking to invest, obviously now's a good time to buy some real estate. The housing market is definitely down. It's a buyer's market. I mean, I've been watching, eyeballing the houses that have been for sale in my neighborhood of Keene, and it's just been months. They've just been sitting there on the market for months. There was one place that went real quick. It must have been priced right, I suppose, but it's these activists are great people. I wouldn't want to rent to anybody else besides the activists if I had the opportunity. Fortunately, when I purchased my multifamily home, it was already occupied, so the current renters are obviously not Free Staters, and they're still there. But so I would love to have the opportunity to turn that into what they call a pork manor. The porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project, the idea, of course, being that, well, you... They're very cute and cuddly until you attempt to mess with one of them. So more people coming here. Good idea. Tomorrow, jobs and housing panel. Oh, Glenn Jacobs, possibly the biggest speaker of the weekend, is going to be one of the speakers tomorrow, and he's awesome. Of course, you know him as WWE's Kane. Really nice guy. Looks intimidating when you look at him, but just one of the sweetest guys. You would never guess it by looking at him, especially when he's doing his job.
Well, his job is to be a big bad guy.
Right. Dr. Mary Ruart is also going to be here tomorrow, and you may know her from Healing Our World, one of the best liberty liberty-oriented books out there. It's the one that I recommend most often to people, and she's a personal hero of mine. She's going to be doing the keynote speech tomorrow night. Now, that's locked down. If you didn't get your tickets in advance for that, you're out of luck. I don't know if there's going to be somebody recording that, too. Who knows? Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us is going to have a recording of that. Will that be available publicly online later at HomelandStupidity.us? Great. Okay. Coming up later on, you got to sit in on the mic, and we'll get the details.
I have an extra student ticket for that.
Oh, you're going to be scalping?
Well, I probably won't. I don't think I'm not going to try and make money on it, but I would like to get my money back.
Why not? I mean, if it's in high demand, you should make a few bucks.
That's a good point.
Is that illegal at a libertarian event, scalping tickets?
It shouldn't be if it is.
So there's a lot going on, and apparently After Hours is going to be some sort of movie. I'm not sure what it is that will be shown tomorrow night, but apparently a projector is in the house, and some people are going to get together and watch a movie. So that's just what's on the official roster of things to do tomorrow. Also going on simultaneously to all of this stuff, and I did leave a couple things out, by the way, just because I didn't know what the names, who they were, but there's a lot happening. There's also the Alternatives Expo, and I'm sure at some point somebody from the Alternatives Expo is going to be joining us this weekend to talk about what that is. Essentially, a few years back, and I don't know if it was at the first Porcupine Freedom Festival or it was the Liberty Forum, but at one of these big Free Stater events, somebody made the decision, and there he is. Jack is here from the Alternatives Expo. Jack, do you mind sitting in here real quick? Thanks, Dale, for sitting on the show. We'll have you back later this weekend. But Jack is here from Alternatives Expo. Jack, I was just running down the list of things that are going on officially here at the Liberty Forum tomorrow, and I was pointing out that at one point you decided, was it at the Liberty Forum or the first Pork Fest, or when was it you decided to create the Alternatives Expo?
It was at the first Liberty
Forum. Get right close on that mic.
Two years ago, the first Liberty Forum.
Okay, and you decided to do it because you just wanted to expand out the topics. There wasn't enough variety in your mind as to what was being discussed at the Liberty Forum, and you took the reins, you took the initiative to create your own simultaneously, concurrently running event. We're going to come back and talk more about it with
cool.
you and more in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you also.
And Dale.
And Dale. Mark decided to wander off somewhere. Anyway, he'll be back sometime later this weekend. So we're here at the 2009 Liberty Forum. We just ran down the list of things that's going on officially tomorrow at the Liberty Forum. And it is a great list of events and activities. But if you're looking at it, if you're over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, you're looking at the list and you're wondering, well, yeah, it looks good, and maybe I'll go see that and I'll see that. But maybe there's like an hour or two where you're just not interested. Sometimes that happens. There's something else going on concurrently, and Jack Shimmick is here with us from the Alternatives Expo. Jack, before we get into what's happening tomorrow, give us the history of the a brief history of the Alternatives Expo. Why was it created?
Well, what happened was 2007 was the year that that was actually the first Liberty Forum, and there were some things I was really interested in, and the organizers weren't as interested in. So I said, well, what the heck? Let's talk about them anyway. So we got some rooms upstairs, and we just put on our own little side event.
That's fantastic.
We're the road less traveled.
It's such a great example of the mindset of the liberty activists. Like, if they're not doing what you want them to do, you do it yourself. You
That's
don't
right.
just
We're
complain
free.
About it. You get out there and you create what you were looking for in the first place.
And that's how leadership really, that should be the symbol of good leadership, is just to start doing something, and if you're doing it well, and if you're doing a good job, then people will join in.
And they have. In the case of the Alternatives Expo, it's not just you that's organizing this, Jack. You've got volunteers of your own.
That's right.
You've got a variety of speakers covering a huge range of topics. And what is happening? Just give us some of the highlights from tomorrow's lineup. I mean, you're going on all weekend long, too, as the Liberty Forum is as well. And so what's happening? And by the way, can people go to altexpo.org?
That's right. And if you click on the tab that says Alt Expo number 3, that'll take you to our schedule.
You get the full schedule there.
Right.
So give me some highlights. What's happening tomorrow?
Okay, we have energy alternatives in New Hampshire. You've got wind power, solar power, things like that. We've managed to bring in the guy who's done more solar installations than anybody else in the state. And he's also on the Building Codes Review Board, it's called. So if anybody has questions about, like, well, if I wanted to put up solar panels, what do I have to do to, you know, still, you know, not ruffle too many feathers? So the guy that does more than anybody else, he'll be here.
Alternative energy, it has to be a huge topic. I think that's one that's come back again and again at the Alt Expo. And I know that just from my discussions with Free Staters and other liberty activists, living off the grid is a relatively popular concept. And that's some of the things that are going to be discussed tomorrow. And plus, looks like it's getting more popular kind of in the mainstream. I heard Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was telling me the other day, he's heard that solar panels are finally getting competitively priced with other power options. Is that true?
Well, I'm not the expert, but if you come see 11 a.m. tomorrow, you'll find out. Mark Weisflog is the guy that's going to be here, and he'll give you the prices, the numbers, what products are out there. He's the guy that actually does it day-to-day. He doesn't just talk about it. He actually does it. He bolts them in, wires them up, and makes them work.
Important question. Now, obviously, to get into the Liberty Forum, there's an admission fee. How's that work with the Alt Expo?
Well, we're sort of a free market alternative, if you know what I mean. But we do ask for donations because, you know, we have room costs and everything else, too. So.
Sure.
So, yeah, come on.
So what else? Give me another highlight, or two, or three.
Well, we've got, it's kind of a tradition to have Russell Canning do his Welcome to the Shire and his explanation of how his concept of the Shire.
Russell is, for our listeners that don't know, Russell is one of the best activists in New Hampshire. He is somebody a lot of people look up to for his civil disobedience. He's a real trendsetter, I think, up here, and a lot of people love Russell Canning and love hearing what he has to say. So he'll be out there, and I think that's fantastic.
We've got computer security secrets, and that's as an alternative to letting everybody in the world just read what's on your hard drive. Mm-hmm. So we have a fellow that's an expert here talk about that.
Learn how to encrypt.
Yep, there you go. And we have some folks coming up from Cambridge, Massachusetts. They use flash animation for economic education. So it's really interesting. They've got a thing called Save Sunny, and I think you can go to savesunny.com. I hope I've got that right. It's a cartoon, essentially. Mm-hmm. And Sonny is this kid that's a skater. He gets his first job at a pizza parlor. And he's so upset when he sees his first paycheck. And half the money's gone, you know, or a third of the money's gone. And I guess I shouldn't give away the story, but it's great.
No,
it involves a chase, and Sonny's climbing the Washington Monument to get away from the bad guys. So,
cool.
But come, we'll have it playing in the rooms later.
Now, are the creators of that going to be there tomorrow,
yes.
too?
Yeah, they'll be here. They'll be showing there. And they have a full-length Flash movie coming to talk about the economic crisis. So they'll show some of that in the works.
Cool.
We have pedal power. We have a guy here that rides his trike to work, and another guy to talk about his bicycle. And if he can get it in the room, he'll demonstrate his trike. Maybe we can put it in the hall or something like that. We have Mike Barsky and Kat Canning with Pimp My Activism, which stands for Practice Makes Perfect.
Now, this is pretty cool. I saw some of the video footage from this recently on YouTube, and basically the point is activists, inevitably, the more they're out and about doing activism, are going to run into the law enforcement officers. It's inevitable. And so the Pimp My Activism is essentially a gathering of people who are, number one, interested in learning how to handle those situations. Because if you haven't been in one of those situations before, the first time you're placed into it, no matter how much you've heard, no matter how much you've discussed, it's going to be a real rattling occasion. You're going to be pretty likely full of adrenaline and somewhat nervous. And so the Pimp My Activism is intended to help people handle that and to give them some simple suggestions as to what to do and some specific suggestions as to how to handle that situation. Dale, were you at the first one that they did?
I didn't go to that Pimp My Activism. I was just going to back you up because I had in my mind what I was going to do when I got pulled over. I was going to film it. I was going to make sure I said the right things. And when it actually happened, it is a very different experience. And I'm learning from real life, but that's a hard way to learn. So my activism seems like a great
idea. You'll tend to say some stupid things the first time and things you don't have to say. You know, you don't have to make the case against yourself. I mean, you have the right to remain silent.
So some of those things, so they're going to be touching on some of the basics as to how to handle police situation. And not only are people that are interested in learning about that going to be there, but people like Mike Barsky and Kat Canning have actually had some of those experiences and will be able to speak from their personal experience to help explain how things are happening there. You know, I think down the line what would be really cool, and Mike is here actually. I don't know if we can slip him in the remaining moments to talk about this, but and maybe we'll get to it later. But anyway, what would be really cool eventually is to actually have somebody like a Brad Jardis, somebody who's a liberty-friendly cop, come in and really play the cop role. Because one of my concerns was that, well, if you get liberty activists playing the cop role, that's cool.
They're your friends.
And they don't, you know, they don't have their practice at being a cop.
And
so,
they're not as mean.
So I don't know where we're at with that, but altexpo.org is the place to go to learn more about the Alternatives Expo. And, you know, if you can't make it out to the Liberty Forum, you're real consistent with this, Jack. You're going to be doing one at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And at the Live Free or Die Festival and every chance we get.
Very good. Hey, thanks for sitting in, as always, on Free Talk Live. And
hey, thanks, Ian.
Thanks for doing the competing event. It's such a great libertarian ideal to just, if somebody's not doing what you want them to do, you start up your own thing, and the Alt Expo is a stellar example of that. Mike Barsky is back in the background, stepping into the third microphone here. Mike Barsky, one of the more, I would say, visible activists here in the state. The government has realized your visibility and has gone after you for that. And you're the man who's putting together the Pimp My Activism seminar. You've already done one of them. Jack obviously gave a brief description. Did you want to add anything to that as far as what your vision is for this this event?
Well, I think it's important that it's not really my vision. I'm not putting it on. Kat happens to be running this one with me.
Oh, apologies.
Me,
I thought it was your idea originally.
Maybe, but that's, you know, the important thing is that I've heard you say on this show so many times to callers who have relate their experiences with cops. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what to do until you've experienced it. And I've experienced that myself because I've been pulled over a number of times now and I've been in court a number of times. And I always have these ideas of how I want it to go and what I want to say and what I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get to it. It's scary. It's very scary to have a guy with a gun threatening you, yelling at you, or doing, you know, whatever situation you're in. So my goal, if I could have one for these, is just to have everyone who's interested come and practice. That's all I want to do is practice.
Sure.
I want to practice being in a courtroom scenario with people pretending to be the judge or... And as a matter of fact, I'd even like to practice being the cop for someone else who wants to practice being the activist because maybe I can learn what they go through.
Absolutely. And so that's going to be happening tomorrow, and it's one of what will be – it's one of many, actually, right?
Yeah, this will be the second one, and it seems to be popular, so I'll be glad to have more sessions. Hell, I need more practice. And probably one at Porkfest, if not just, you know, in general without an event around it.
Well, I know you were talking with Brad Jardis. Brad Jardis is the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member. He's unique because, well, he's the only currently employed Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member as far as actual street-level cop. And he's a hell of a nice guy, and he's really a liberty-friendly dude. I know you talked to him about it. How's he feel about helping with something like this?
He'd love to help, and I unfortunately didn't think to contact him in time for this one. On the previous one, it didn't work out because being a cop, there are certain people that don't want him involved.
Sure.
But now would have been a good time, so I'll try and reach him by tomorrow. But for the next one, I'll definitely try and reach him. He did want to help.
And I see this is expanding out. I mean, more is going to happen. It's going to get more popular. We're probably going to even eventually have him in multiple locations across the state.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. Thanks, Mike, for
sure.
coming in tonight. Dale,
thank
you for sitting in as well. We're going to be back tomorrow night with more live from the 2009 Liberty Forum.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How is it that we, the people, grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers protecting from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt? This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand this system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.